Welcome to the Bear Arms Show. Your fun, sometimes witty source for news, commentary, and interviews. We focus on efforts to protect and restore the right to keep and bear arms. Arm yourself with the information you need to protect your rights. With your hosts, John and Michael.
Hello, my name is John, joined as always by my brother Mike. And this is the Bear Arms Show, coming to you live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m., November 19th. How you doing, brother? Night.
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
It's really not that late for us here, but...
That's true. It's not that late for you out in Idaho. Not at all.
No, Pacific time where I live.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So, we're doing the show live again. Our first live show was our Veterans Day Live last week. And you can join us live by following us on Facebook. Just look for Bear Arms Show Live. Or not Bear Arms Show Live. Just look for Bear Arms Show on Facebook. Or you can go to facebook.com/Bear Arms Show. And you can find us there. Always a good time.
Always.
This week on the show, we're going to be talking. We always have New Jersey news, right? Because New Jersey is like a bastion of gun freedom. Or not.
Example of what not to do.
An example of what not to do. That's right. Okay. So, let's see what we have here. Tonight on the show, we're going to be talking about new rules for ammo purchases. We're going to be talking about...
That's New Jersey.
That's in New Jersey, right? Right. We're going to be talking about Oak Park Township wants to repeal the Second Amendment.
No, they... Well, we'll get into that.
And then we have some call in the shot stuff with some news and some updates from some friends of the show. And we'll be getting on to all that right after the words of wisdom. But before we go to the words of wisdom, we're going to have a quick note about the sponsors for the show. The sponsors for the show include, and look at that, I kind of screwed up my transition stuff here. Sponsors for the show include, we'll just do them in the order that they come up. NJ Concealment Furniture, Black Bag Resources at blackbagresources.com. And then finally, we're going to have Justifiable Force Training, justifiablefortraining.com. Those are the sponsors for the show. What was that?
Go and get that training.
Go and get that training, yes. Get your training, get your gear, and get your furniture to hide your guns in.
There you go.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
All right. So with that, we're going to Mike with the words of wisdom.
And season 2, episode 8, or number 50, if you're following along. Words of wisdom come from Steve Stockman, and he said, "By disarming qualified citizens and officials in schools, we have created a dangerous situation for our children."
There we go.
And we all know that it's for the children.
It's all for the children.
It's all for the children.
For the children. The children. All right, so first up on the topic list, ANJRPC sent out an alert this week by email.
The ANJRPC is the
Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're the state, the NRA state organization.
The NRA liaison, or the affiliated club, right. So they sent out an alert this week telling us about a new rule, well, an investigation, a report that was put out by a state agency. It's like the Commission on Investigations or something. It's weird. So 10 years ago, this group had done a report that was based on wanting to have all kinds of new rules for the sale of ammunition. And this was a dusting off, in the words of Scott Bach, of that report with some additional recommendations. And among the recommendations are creating an electronic ammunition sales database.
A list of people who buy ammunition.
Right, right. An electronic database for when people buy ammunition. Adding photographs. Adding photographs to the firearms purchaser ID card. Amongst other things, but those are the major ones, right?
So what if you buy ammunition online?
What is this that you speak of?
So if you buy, you're not aware that you can buy ammunition online.
No, I'm just trying not to let Loretta Weinberg know that we can buy ammunition online, although I'm sure she already knows.
I don't know.
Because Loretta's watching. I know she's watching. I'm looking at her. Not
the brightest crayon in the box.
I'm looking at her right through the camera. Okay. I couldn't do it long. Anyway.
Are they gonna require it to be shipped to? No, I better not say that. It might give them an idea.
I don't know. They might already have these ideas. So this is the thing about though is think about this. Yes. They're saying that they, you know, the police tell them, oh, it's so hard for us to go to the stores and look at, you know, who bought handgun. This is the thing. It's only handgun ammunition, right?
Oh, my goodness.
So for all their...
We can't look at, you know, just randomly go and look at what people bought for firearms because, you know, there's like laws and rules against that. So... Right.
So they're like, oh, we have to go out to the shops and see who bought what. And I'm trying to figure out... Has an ammunition sale ever led to an arrest in the investigation of a crime? That's one thing I want to know. Because if it has, they need to trot this story out in support of this proposal, right? You want to make it easier. Well, has it ever actually helped solve a crime is the one thing.
Kind of like the 50 cal ban.
Right, because it's never been used in a crime. We're going to ban it.
With the 50 caliber, with the 50 BMG.
Right. So I want to know, has it ever been used in a crime? Two, they want to put the photograph on your firearm purchaser ID card. And
don't forget to wear your hijab.
You know, I'm curious if they realize that your fingerprint is already on it, right? And do people compare the fingerprint with your actual fingerprint?
Hold up your thumb.
It's not your thumb. It's like your forefinger. It's your index finger. And I remember, you know, having to put my finger on the fingerprint for my firearms ID card. And I'm thinking to myself, are they planning on like dusting the trigger for prints? Because I don't know how well the trigger is going to hold a print. Like with me rubbing I don't just touch it and stuff. Like my finger rubs all, I mean, it's, I don't know. Anyway, I know you're supposed to, the gentle pulling of the.
You're pushing it to the rear.
Pushing it to the rear.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to get a.
You're sliding your finger around. It's not really. I don't know. It doesn't strike me as a surface that's conducive to fingerprints.
With all those combat rolls and everything else.
Yeah, with everything. I'm going to be rolling around. There's going to be. Yeah, it's going to be a mess. But yeah, no one's comparing my fingerprint. And you know, I have to give.
No, that's not true. They're going to make it a requirement for the gun shops to hire fingerprint experts.
That's right.
To fingerprint you at the store and compare it with your card.
Yes.
Make sure that you are the owner of that card.
Yeah. See, and that's what I want. I want to have fingerprints. Being required for the purchase of... No, I don't. That's just insane. All right. So that's what they're looking at doing. It doesn't make any sense. It's just this old report that they did. They want to bring it back up again. And basically it's, oh, look at this. You know, the New Jersey legislature already has these laws written and introduced them back in 2013. And they're exactly what we want, right? Like, it's awfully convenient that they already have these laws in place that they could just so easily pass and send to Chris Christie to veto, hopefully. Right. So that's what I'm hoping for. Maybe they thought he was going to be leaving on the Trump train and that whoever was finishing out his term would sign these things. I don't know. But definitely a good time.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Up to the same old antics.
Same old antics. You're absolutely right, brother. So Rachel's watching and she commented that she's the first like. So she's very proud of that, apparently.
Rachel is our number one fan.
Rachel is the number one fan. Absolutely.
We thank you, Rachel, for all of your love and support.
And she believes that children are our future.
Children are our future.
Should we start singing for her?
We are the world.
I believe. Oh, here.
Oh. All
right.
Are we going to do Thriller?
I'll tell you what, the New Jersey legislature is quite the thriller. You like the segue? That was good, right?
That was nice.
All right.
That was nice. Well, are they as thrilling as Oak Park Township in Illinois?
Ooh, well done. Probably. Set it up, bro. Let us know what's going on.
I don't know. So voters in Oak Park Township, Illinois, passed a referendum to repeal the Second Amendment. Let me say that again. Voters in Oak Park Township, Illinois, passed a referendum to repeal the Second Amendment.
And that's legally binding on Congress, right? They have to.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Not. So a referendum.
So they asked voters a question. Shall the Constitution of the United States be amended as follows? The second article of amendment to the Constitution of the United States is repealed. United States Congress shall regulate the licensing and use of arms.
Right. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. So the point of this is, so we're going to put an amendment in the Bill of Rights. We want to amend the Second Amendment to not protect rights of the people, but to give power to government.
Right.
We're just going to flip that completely.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this was put forth by a professor, and let me get this right here.
There's no way you're going to get this right. It's impossible. I'm
George Lenghi.
No, I don't think that's even George close.
Is his name? Probably not.
Just to give you, to give our listeners an idea, this guy's last name is spelled USLENGHI. So you right. gave
well,
it
his
a fair
first name
shot.
Is even worse. His first name is even worse. I think it's Pierre Giorgio.
Pierre Giorgio. I think you're right. Yeah.
He's a professor at UIC. That's the University of Illinois. Columbus. No. Anyway, he's a professor. He asked this
probably
question.
Chicago.
It could be Chicago.
Yeah.
So he collected 15 signatures of the registered Oak Park voters to put it on the ballot. And he got 28,306 people voting on the referendum, with 64% in favor and almost 36% opposing the measure. So to give you a little background,
it's Chicago,
professor. It's Chicago.
Yeah.
He was born in Italy and he moved to the United States in 1961. He became a citizen in 1982. So he is what, a naturalized citizen.
Right.
I don't know if he's been living in Chicago all of his, you know, life in the United States. He's probably not familiar with pro Second Amendment support.
So what kind of professor is he? We have inquiring minds want to know.
It does not state what kind of professor he is. You know what? We could probably Google him.
Are we going to Google him right now?
Do you not want me to?
Well, if you're already doing it, go right ahead.
So he is a professor, in electrical and computer engineering, it appears.
Computer engineering. And
it is the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Okay. Right on. So, yeah, that's what's going on out in Chicago there. Congratulations, guys. You successfully voted to give away your freedom. And further good. Empower government, right on.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for the major topics of the show. We do have some call in the shots. That's our quick news segment where we just kind of share some things that are happening around the country related to Second Amendment stuff. He's listed last in the notes here, but I want to mention this one first. Stephon Josie Davis has become police officer in the city of Baltimore. So
congratulations.
He's gone. Yes, congratulations to Stephon. He was with us at New Jersey Safe Conference this last year. Well, this year, 2016. And, you know, he went from being someone who had been convicted of having a firearm, you know, possessing his legally owned firearm and facing jail time, to someone who's pardoned by the governor and now has achieved his goal of becoming a police officer. And he did it in the city of Baltimore, who needs police officers. So congratulations and good luck, you know, pursuing that for you. We're glad to know that you're able to achieve that. So I wanted to start with that one. And then if you could take us through the rest here, Mike.
I sure can. So, next, we'll have a new world record has been set. The NRA and Henry Rifle have teamed up in Arizona to host a 1,000-person shoot. With I believe they used Henry Golden Boys, the Henry Rifles Golden Boys.
I think they're Golden Boy Silver Editions.
And I believe that they were commemorative of the event as well.
Right.
But they're 22 long rifle. They gathered 1,000 people.
Henry doesn't half-ass things. So.
No, they don't. I'm sure they're beautiful rifles. And everyone that attended the event said that it was a wonderful event. So we're linking to the video. You can go and watch the video off of their Facebook page and watch them do the world record shoot.
That's right. 1,000.
They take two shots to make sure everyone shot at the same time.
Right.
Pretty close.
1,000 people, and everyone, shoulder to shoulder on a firing line. Shooting
at once.
That'd
be a pretty wide firing line.
That's a big range.
That's a big range. Arizona's got the space for it.
I guess so.
All right. So out of Florida, we want to give a shout out to Shoot Straight. It's a firearms dealer in Arizona. They donated a firearm to the individual that was a good Samaritan and defended a county deputy that was being assaulted on the side of the road on a traffic stop. So the Good Samaritan stopped, saw that there is a need for defense, and defended the deputy. And during the course of the investigation, they had to take his firearm and shoot straight, stepped up, and the individual was brought in. They ran the background check, and background check cleared immediately. Person has a concealed carry permit as well. They issued him an XDS.
There you go.
I want to say, excellent job, Shoot Straight. Way to go to step up and, you know, support your concealed carriers and your law enforcement, because this guy stepped up and helped out a law enforcement officer. And that's excellent.
Right. He didn't whip out his phone and start shooting video.
Right. Right. Look at this cop getting beat.
Yeah.
Nope. He stepped up and he helped save life.
That's good. So I hear the 4473 is being updated.
So the ATF has put out their changes for the 4473. And there have been a lot of changes. So be sure you read through every question and make sure that it applies to you, yes or no. Don't just start checking them off like you're used to. Well, you know, if you buy guns like I do, you just fly through them babies and get on to the good stuff, you know, handling your firearm while they run your background check.
Right.
So
you probably make just sure have you read stacks that just have that copy paper or whatever, the mimeograph kind of thing going on. Like you just press it and make like three of them at a time. Right. Just
you can't do that. Oh. You can't do that. They're a trifolded form. Anyway, make sure you read through the 4473, put down all the information. They asked a couple different questions as well, added some additional information to the form. They also updated the information on filling out the form. One question that they do ask, or one thing that they do mention, a warning, is recreational use of marijuana, even though it's legal in your state, it is not legal federally. So if you're a recreational or medical marijuana user, that answer would be you are not a recreational or marijuana user.
So if marijuana use isn't legal in my state, I'm okay, right?
As long as you're not using it.
Oh, okay. They're real sticklers, right, about that stuff.
Yes. Yes. They are. That was a big question when they passed it in Colorado when I lived there, was are they going to prohibit you from purchasing a firearm? But the question was worded in such a way that says, are you an illegal user of these substances? And the answer would be no. You know, you're not right, an illegal user according to your state.
Right.
But you, so they have you changed the wording
according to the federal government's.
Correct. So they've changed up the wording. Make sure you read it, answer appropriately, you know, to get your firearm.
I should probably clarify, I've never used marijuana.
Wink, wink.
No, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Oh, boy.
And again, we want to say congratulations to Stefan Josie Davis. Make us proud. Represent. Enjoy that law enforcement academy.
All right. So that's what we got for the show. Thanks for joining us if you're here live. If you're listening to us on the podcast, thank you very much. For anyone who's interested, if you watch this live or if you're listening to the show played back, you can find us at beararmshow.com. All of the show notes and everything are there. Links to the things that we mentioned, particularly this week, the Henry Repeating Arms video is going to be available on the show notes. And you get there, beararmshow.com. You can also find out information about subscribing to the show. If you made it to the end of the show and you're not a subscriber, you might want to subscribe. And even if you are a subscriber, we should probably tell you, hey, there's a Bear Arm Show app.
There is an app.
What?
And you know what? We put some stuff on YouTube, too.
Well, we put the shows on YouTube.
Yeah. So go and give us a thumbs up. Rate us on iTunes.
Right.
You know, don't forget all that stuff. We have some good ratings. We want to thank the people who've commented on the and the people that are rated.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Please keep commenting and rating us on YouTube. Rate our app on the Google Play Store or iTunes Store.
All right. So with that, that's the show for this week, guys. And look forward to talking next week.
Thank you for watching and listening.
Thank you for listening to the Bear Arm Show. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over to iTunes to rate and leave a review. This helps spread the word, and we thank you for it. For show notes or updates about new episodes, please visit www.beararmshow.com.